This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There are times and places when servants of God or anyone in leadership need to sound an alarm and call people to repentance. In our last visit, we saw this illustrated in the book of Joel in the Old Testament of the Bible. A natural disaster resulting from the attack of locust swarms was the trigger for sounding an alarm. The ground for sounding the alarm was the indifference and spiritual apathy among the people. After the prophet sounded an alarm in chapter 1, he amplifies the alarm in chapter 2, warning the people of an impending invasion of a foreign army. Again, there is a sounding of an alarm and a call for repentance spelled out in more detail. This is followed with a promise of restoration and even an additional blessing from God on top of that. In chapter 3, he describes a battle of the nations that will take place in Israel and calls for a response to the alarm. As he closes the book, there is a positive affirmation of God fulfilling his purpose for Israel to be a source of blessing to all. It is interesting to note the emphasis made on making children aware of what is happening and equipping them to be able to pass on what they have learned to succeeding generations. Also, there is a clear reminder that the ultimate purpose of getting right with God by genuinely seeking Him is that we will be in a place where we will be able to worship God for who He is and for all He has done in and through us. Though this is not a full summary of what is found in the book of Joel, it will provide a basis for understanding the message of the book. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the Archives button.